Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. First, there were the emails, then there was the book and the stage play. Now it's The Hollow Men, the documentary, the latest film by the thoroughly independent Alistair Barry. I asked Alistair how the film came to be.
I started out, like so many other New Zealanders, being somewhat taken aback, or if not more strongly responsive to the Arewa One speech. And the political tactics that someone like me, who follows the news and is interested in politics, could see was going on behind that. I followed it, the National Party's continuing activities and political campaigning, if you like, over the coming months, and at some point or other decided, yes, I should really start doing some serious research with an eye to doing a documentary about exactly the subject of Nicky Hager's book, as it turned out. But I didn't know anything about that book, and I got quite a bit of research together, but I hadn't got round to the point of writing it when suddenly this book appears called The Hollow Men, which was on exactly the same topic, and all the research was done, so to speak. So all I then had to do was take that as my main source and work to apply the disciplines of a documentary maker, historical documentary maker, to turn it into first of all, into a chronology and then into hopefully an interesting and entertaining film.
So Don Brash had been on your radar for quite a while before The Hollow Men then?
Yes, because the film before my last film was actually about the Reserve Bank, if we want to talk in shorthand. It was actually an investigation of where full employment had gone and how come we had shifted from a nation which had genuine full employment in the 50s and 60s through to a situation where we had permanent levels of unemployment. And that led me into the realms of what they call macroeconomics and Reserve Bank policy and a study of all that, which, of course, ended up with me looking at the activities and history, if you like, of Don Brash while he was Governor of the Reserve Bank.
Do you see your films in that sense then as a continuum, as maybe a series of episodes of the same story?
Not so much as a series, but certainly I think that we haven't looked as long and hard and thoroughly enough even now at those Rogernomics, Ruthanasia years. They are the years, the most dramatic years of change in New Zealand's political history, I think, since the 1930s, since the arrival of the first Labour government. And really, we should be looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. And unfortunately, because of the way our public broadcasting system works, there's not too many attempts at serious historical documentaries looking at those years. So who knows, I might make another one that also looks at some aspect of it, perhaps the story of a particular privatisation or perhaps something about, say, the privatisation of the power, the electricity system in New Zealand.
I wonder if in some sense, though, is that era past or are we still in it? I sort of wonder whether we're maybe not going to be able to tell the story of all these events until a generation has passed, perhaps.
Well, that's true. I mean, some historians say, oh, you can't truly get a perspective on things till, you know, 30 years have passed. But that's no use to us today. And we need to know what the origins and reasons for our world are, where they came from and why things are the way they are, how they came to be the way they are, so that we can do something about improving our world now. And waiting for 30 years is, to my way of thinking, not all that use. And I'm much more interested in the immediate political past and understanding and doing the best I can to try and explain what's gone on and why.
So how have you handled that in the Hollow Men film? Because the book, as everyone knows, the real meat of the book is in the emails. I imagine that might be a little bit difficult to convey on film, on screen.
Yeah, well, that was pretty scary because most of my, well, my other documentaries have been in a more sort of BBC traditional historical documentary style where you have interviews, library footage and a narrator. And here we had all these emails, which are effectively the real voices of the real people who were involved in those important historical events. So the challenge was to try and use those voices and get them up on the screen without boring people to tears with and addling their brains with a whole lot of words on the screen. So I ended up using actors' voices for the emails and then sometimes supplementing that on the screen or perhaps illustrating something about what they were talking about or perhaps sometimes in sheer desperation putting up what we call in the trade wallpaper.
Did you actually see the emails themselves?
No, I haven't used anything except the book. I mean, the book's a heck of a long and comprehensive and detailed, especially if you take into consideration the footnotes at the end. So it wasn't really necessary for me to go into any more detail than with the book. The challenge was to condense the book down to something that was going to be reasonably watchable on the screen for 100 minutes or less.
And Nicky Hager has said, hasn't he, that there is some new stuff in the film that's not in the book.
Yeah, I got Nicky to do some more research and to help me make sense of things. I had lots of questions, of course, because there were particular episodes that I thought were perhaps filmic and I wanted to get into a little bit more detail here or there. But basically I used him as the source. And he has done more research, I haven't really talked to him. I've avoided asking him where the emails came from or anything to do with the sources just because I couldn't see any point in my becoming or even attempting to become privy to that stuff. So there was plenty in the book. So it may well be that the new material that he's got was from similar sources that have supplied him with stuff in the course of the writing of the Hollow Men. I'm not sure about that, but there is some new stuff in the film, although the stuff to do with John Key is already out there in the Sunday Star Times last week.
Yeah, well, I think say what you like about Nicky, his timing's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he did tell me he was going to write an article, but I was amazed at the detail there.
Speaking of John Key, obviously the focus of the Hollow Men is Don Brash. What do you make of his successor, John Key?
Well, I think he's a bit of a mystery man to us all, and it's interesting that you asked the question. I'm sort of struggling to make sense of it. Is the guy a genuinely in the middle, sort of politically in the middle person who's just trying to juggle his balls in the air, and or is he a successor to John Key, or is he something else? I mean, does he really have what is his ambition for New Zealand, or is it just I was a trader and I made $50 million and I came back to New Zealand and I got a bit bored and someone asked me if I'd like to join the National Party, so I thought I might as well do the best I could and become Prime Minister. I mean, is it an entirely personal ambition that he is fulfilling here, or does he actually have an ideological mission like Don Brash saw himself as having?
Well, I dare say we'll find out a bit more this year. Just finally, the Hollow Men film premieres as part of the film festival. Are there any plans for it after that?
we're going to see what happens in the film festivals. If I had a film in last year's film festivals called A Civilized Society, and it attracted less than full houses, shall I say. So we're going to wait and see what happens. And really, you can never tell. You know, on the surface of it, I thought last year's film was going to be extremely interesting and lots of people would go along, but everybody sort of knew of its existence, I think, certainly the film festival goers did, but they chose to go to other films. So we'll wait and see what happens this time around. But I do think it'll probably get a theatrical run in Wellington at least, because we've got lots of nice art house little art house cinemas and screens around Wellington, and people do go to the movies, so I imagine it'll get some sort of a run here. Auckland's a bit of a different kettle of fish, and who knows what will happen in Christchurch and Dunedin. I did get a ring or an email asking from the proprietor of the Featherston Cinema, asking if she could put it on at some stage in the future the other day, so yeah.
Yeah, well, Alistair, I'll go out on a limb and say I think there might be a bit of a buzz about this one. So best of luck with it anyway.
Thank you very much.
Alistair Barry there. And the Hollow Men film will be screening in Wellington at the Film Festival on July 20th and 22nd, and at the Film Festival in Auckland on the 24th and 25th. And that's our show for this week. If you want to hear anything that was in this show or in past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I'm Russell Brown.
I'm Damien Christie. Thanks to New Zealand On Air.
And goodbye.